Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, April the 19th, 2024, 14 minutes past the hour. And you are tuned into the Friday Night Live program. And we have got a full house here tonight. We are loaded for bear, and somebody's messing with the headphones as we start the program. Now, there's little conversations going on. Somebody's messing with the headphones. Oh, man, it's a whole new day here on the Friday night program here on WGH Talk. We have, of course, Matt Morgan back with us. The only, it was down to two, Matt. It was you and I, and then we've added some people now.
I mean, that's always good. I think you got to switch it up sometimes.
Got to switch it up, get some new opinions going. And we have Mike Wilson, who was on this station for quite a while and has made reoccurring appearances since he left. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. As long
now,
as
stand in 10. I said, right before we went on, I said, talk into the mic. And you're like 10 foot back from the microphone.
Okay, is this better?
You know, I don't know. I can't hear you now.
That's because...
What did you do with the microphone? Did you shut the mic off? Or have you cursed the mic? What have you done?
Am I on? Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear Mike?
Hello?
No. I cannot hear Mike for whatever reason.
I also cannot hear him.
Okay, go ahead. Pick up the mic, Mike. Pick up that one. That works. That has worked.
Okay.
What has happened?
It's on.
I cannot hear a thing out of that mic. Can you? That is so weird. That's the mic you've used all day. What happened?
I've now broken two mics, it seems.
Well, does this mic work?
Let's try it.
Pick it up.
Okay, testing. One, two,
nothing.
One, two, one, two. Nothing.
Nothing. Boy, that is odd. How did that happen?
Well,
everything was working so well. Okay, Miranda, how are you doing? Miranda Hundley's here tonight as well.
I'm doing good. I'm surprised I'm awake right now.
You're tired?
Normally Fridays I'm like out by 8 o'clock, so.
But now you're up and you're in here.
Yes.
Well, that's good. We're good.
This is mom's night out.
We're good to have you. We're glad to have you here. Mike, what are you doing with the headsets over there? You're driving me nuts right off the bat.
Well, I can't hear anybody.
I can't hear anybody either at this point, so what difference does it make? I can't hear a darn thing.
Do I need to yell?
I don't. That is so odd. I don't know what's going on there.
So both of those microphones there.
Can you hear? I can hear you.
I can hear Matt.
So are both of those microphones there broken now?
I don't know. Boy, it's just bad news all the way around. Miranda, talking to your mic.
Tootie booty.
There you go. I can hear her. Can you hear her? I can hear her.
I can hear her.
Okay, but Mike, what did you do to this microphone?
I don't know.
God almighty, I didn't realize we were going to start off on this kind of a note. Nothing. Now, how does that happen?
There's so much spaghetti down here, I can't follow.
We don't even know where it is at this point. Well, you and Matt might have to share here for a minute.
All right, we'll go.
Yeah, just pass that mic back
and
forth.
We'll get it worked out.
You can't touch the microphones anymore, man. This is horrible. Because you've broken many a microphone now.
I don't know how.
Stop picking them up. You're just going to have to lean into them from now on.
That's terrible.
I think it's your restless leg syndrome. I think you break the cords or something.
Now, how does that work?
I don't know, but every mic you touch goes dead.
Well,
it's bad news.
Don't touch this mic, okay?
There you go. All right. Let's get into our first topic here on the Big Friday Night Show. We got Miranda, Mike, and Matt. I'm the only person in here that doesn't have a name that begins with M. I feel left out in a way.
I mean, you could always just change it.
I don't think so. I don't need to be in with this group that much. Now, here's the thing, though. A new study has come out because spring is a big time for weddings. You know, people like to get married in the spring for whatever. Stop touching that thing. What are you doing?
I keep losing it.
Just don't touch it. You're going to lose it if you touch that thing one more time.
Okay.
Now I can hear it.
Oh, Lord. I've never has a show started like this. Okay, Mike. I'll do hand signals if somebody calls in. Okay? Here's the thing. spring is a time for weddings. Did you know that? It is.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
And a new survey is out that says 20% of people who get married get cold feet and just about ducked out of their wedding. What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, I think they should wear heavier socks.
Do you now? What do you make of the fact that 1 in 5 people who get married have cold feet?
It sounds like a good idea at the time, I guess, and then when they get there, it's not such a great idea.
I don't think people really want to be married is what this really tells me.
Well, yeah, there are some of us out there, yes.
Well, some people, I think, when you propose to somebody, how do you say no? You know, because if you say no, you know that person's going to leave. So you have to say yes, and then you really don't want to get married to them, but there it comes. Matt, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's probably a good thing. I mean, I think that people might be coming to the realization that, you know, that maybe getting married, I mean, I don't know, maybe it has something to do with the fact that the people who have cold feet don't, like, I don't know, maybe those are short-term relationships or whatever, but, you know, I think that's probably a good thing. I think that if you have, I think that if you have cold feet, though, you should probably not get married, because I think that, I mean, if you're already regretting your choice before you get married, you know, there's probably some kind of that's probably some kind of sign.
You think so? A sign from who?
Well, you know, somebody.
Miranda, what do you think? You've been married.
I have not been married.
Have I done that before?
Yeah.
I did that before. Oh, you're right. excuse me. But you've not been married, but your feet have been on the line, I think.
Yeah, I'm actually sweating bullets right now.
Oh, there you go.
Because Tyler is listening, and I was going to marry Tyler and went to a Halsey concert instead.
Like the day of?
Yeah.
Now, was it a planned wedding?
Yeah.
Like, did you have people invited?
Yes.
Did you let people know you weren't coming? How far in advance did you not tell anybody?
It was a little bit. I mean, nobody, like, showed up to the venue.
Okay, but, like, the day before?
I can't remember, because I remember I bought the Halsey concert tickets in May, and the wedding was in August. So, I don't know. Sometime in between there. But I can't hear myself in the...
No, you're on. Okay. We got you.
Okay. So, why it happened? I think I was just very young, and I am just a very flighty person. I don't think I'm meant to be in that type of situation. So I just had another idea. Just popped in my head. I was like, hey, this also sounds fun. I'm going to go see.
Did you go because you didn't want to get married, or did you go because you wanted to go to the concert? What if the concert had been on, like, Sunday?
I have never not gone to a Halsey concert when she's in Ohio.
What are the odds that there would be a concert that night?
I absolutely love Halsey, and then it was a really good day because that one guy, Khaled or whatever, he thought that I went to prom with him. And my sister was like, why is this guy singing to you right now? And I'm like, I don't freaking know. I don't know this guy. And then he was like, oh, my prom date is here. Can she come up on stage? And my sister was like, you went to prom with him? And I was like, no, I didn't. And then another girl comes up on stage dressed in bibs like me, long blonde hair, tan, tattoos just like me, goes up on stage. So, like, that was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, but so did you not get married because you didn't want to get married, or because it was a concert?
I don't know.
See, that's a trick of interviewing. You just go back to the original question till you get an answer.
I don't know. Things happen the way they're supposed to happen.
Is this like a little column A or a little column B? What? Because I'm just confused on that one. Because it plays right into this whole...
Tyler and I are not together now.
But he's listening.
I mean, yes.
Thank you, Tyler.
Yes.
We appreciate you listening, even though things didn't work out.
I'm sure as soon as the question got brought up, he probably turned it off.
Oh, it's still bad for him. It's still a sore moment.
He's dated other people since then. I think he's pretty over the situation. I think he believes he dodged a bullet just as much as...
Oh, okay.
Because he has seen how my life has turned out.
So you two weren't ready yet.
No, we weren't. we were getting married because we had kids together. We have two very beautiful daughters. We work amazing as co-parents. We are best friends. I go to his house to go to the bathroom because I don't like public restrooms. He lives by the
Does your house have a bathroom?
I live clear out in Kildare. So like when I'm at work, I just slip on by Tyler's house, or if I'm in town like grocery shopping, I'll just be like, oh, I'll just pee at Tyler's. So we have a very close relationship. He is my best friend, and I think that if we were to get married and had to go through the divorce process, we wouldn't have the close relationship we have now.
Well, where do you go from there?
You want to know my view on marriage now, though?
Well, we'll come back to that, because okay. I want to know, Matt, when you're out in public and you have to use the restroom, where do you go?
He's a boy. He can just go between cars in the parking lot. Like,
no, you can't. Wait, what?
You can't do that. You'll get some charges.
What do you mean go between cars in a parking lot?
I literally carry around bags with cat litter in it to pee. Like, because I do not use, I will squat beside my car and pee in a bag of cat litter and throw it away before I freaking use a public restroom.
Well, okay. Well, that concludes tonight's getting to know you period. No, hold on. Let's just clear this up. Because I want to be straight on this one. You carry around bags of cat litter.
You get them on Amazon, so I'm not the only one on Earth that does it, because I bought these on Amazon.
Oh.
That's crazy.
So,
do you identify as a cat?
No, I don't.
Are you a furry? Yay.
No, I am a human being.
But why is that better than a public restroom?
Because your butt is not touching someone else's butt has touched.
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean,
I don't want to touch butts with Marion, or Columbus, or anywhere else.
But can't you just get one of like those papers and put them over the toilet?
No, because it's still too close.
But squatting in the parking lot, no problems there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to Mexico, and their toilets were even worse.
So to each their own.
I went in the rocks beside the bathroom.
You went in the rocks?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what I say. You know, live and let live. Okay. Matt, what do you think?
I don't even know what to think, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, it's certainly, I guess, an interesting concept. It doesn't surprise me that you can find something for it on Amazon. You can find something for everything on Amazon.
Mike, when you are out in public and you need to use the restroom, what do you do?
That's where I wear my Depends.
Is that where you wear your Depends? Have you ever thought about that?
Yes.
Have you thought about that? Because Depends might be a little more normal than cat litter.
When I was pregnant.
What do you do with the cat litter?
So it's like just a little bit in the bag, and then you pee, and then it's a Ziploc bag. So like, instead of buying this for like $25, I could have just made it at home for half the price. And then you just zip it up, and you just throw it away. Like, in a trash can.
Oh.
I'm not, like, an indecent human and just leave it on the side of the road.
Yeah, that'd be really bad.
I actually do throw it away. But, like...
It'd be real trouble if you just left it on the side of the road.
But I've heard of men, like, going and, like, their soda pop bottles and then throwing it away. So...
Okay. I don't know anything about this. I try to find a restroom. I didn't know that was the odd thing to do. Silly me trying to find a restroom. I didn't realize, but you know.
That's why when I was in high school, I would just use the restroom at home, and I didn't specify when I would ask to go to the bathroom.
So just to clarify, you keep a relationship with the man you did not marry so you can go to his restroom.
Not just because of that.
Oh, I thought that was one of the perks.
It is.
Okay.
That's why when he's like, oh, I want to move to Columbus, I'm like, don't.
There goes the bathroom. Yes. Then what would you do?
I would...
Back to the cat litter.
So when I do go to the bathroom at work, when I do that, I take the Sani wipes in there with me, but I still use the paper thing. But I also sanitize like the doorknobs, the light switch, the little knobs on the sink, on the soap dispenser. I sanitize everything.
Well, that's so you're a bit of a germaphobe, is what you're
Absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely.
Okay, but here's my question. So, cold feet's a real thing.
Yeah.
Cold feet's a real thing for a wedding.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And that
it does happen, yes.
Why do people get married is my question. Why do people need paperwork? What is that really all about?
Taxes.
Taxes? I heard about that one
tax
time.
Tax breaks.
People get married for the tax breaks. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
I think it's a scam and it's weird.
So you would not get married?
Yeah, no.
What if somebody asked? See, I think that's where the trouble is. People have a hard time saying no.
I would not struggle with that.
Why did I think you were married? I remember doing that once before.
Because
I don't know.
Because I have like 25 kids.
Yeah, but that's okay. I've known people who have kids who weren't married.
Yeah.
That's not like a new thing.
Probably because I do keep a close relationship with both Tyler and Glenn. And so, I brought them both to the fruitcake toss and stuff.
I recall that.
I mean, also, it's possible that she had told the story about how she had almost gotten married and then went to the Halsey concert. So, you might have just...
I think that's fascinating, though, because to me it sounds like it really wasn't about the concert. It sounds like you just didn't want
to
be married.
You know, I'm all for it, honestly. I think you should have went to the concert.
No, but I don't think it had anything to do with the concert. I think she just didn't want to be married.
I mean, that's fair, but I mean, I still would have went to the concert.
I remember, like, when I started second-guessing, because at first I was all about this marriage planning. I was so excited. Like, I had my dress. I had everything planned out. And it was, like, a whole dream come true, because Tyler and I had been together since high school. So it was...
Two kids?
Yes, two kids. It was this fairy tale thing. And then we went to a wedding. And funny enough, it was my ex-boyfriend's wedding that we went to. So, again, I keep close relationships. I don't ever end on bad terms.
You went to your ex-boyfriend's wedding?
Yes.
But didn't go to your own?
Yeah. Well, I took Tyler to the wedding, too. And as, like, they were just doing the whole wedding thing, I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I was excited.
What part repulsed you at this wedding? Was it wearing the white or the vows or what?
I don't know. I think, like, I got up there, and I was like, oh, that's going to be me in a couple months. And I was like, oh, wait.
Most people like that.
Yeah, no, for me, I was like, I liked the planning. I liked the excitement of all of that. And I liked the idea of, you know, having this, like, standard American family type deal.
Did you elucidate these feelings to your fiancé?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did he say at that point?
So he agreed to call it off. That was originally, it was just we were going to stay together but call the wedding off. And then I think that was kind of like where things started going downhill. Communication got lesser and lesser.
Were you living together?
Yeah.
But just not talking to each other?
Yeah, yeah. Stop sleep. Like, we didn't really sleep in the same bed ever, but, like, even, like, just the, hey, goodnight type thing.
Didn't even say goodnight anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see why there probably wouldn't be a wedding there.
Yeah. Well, that all happened after we called off the wedding.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I can see.
It was, like, we were on call 9, like, and then I was like, hey, wait a minute, like, let's think about this a little bit more.
So how long did you stay together after the wedding was called off?
Probably like 6 to 8 months-ish.
So not long.
Yeah.
How long were you together before the wedding?
Oh, well, we were together all together 6 years, so.
So that it went downhill quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you think the walking out on the wedding caused that?
Probably, because, like, I was just, like, giving into, like, the whole flighty type deal, which I still am. Like, I plan vacations. I'm like, we're going to go to, like, right now, we're about to go to New Jersey, because I want to see where Jersey Shore is, like, where that was filmed. So I have, like, I'm planning
like the
all
situation
that.
And that whole
yeah,
yeah.
Like, I'm just a very flighty person. I don't really plan things a whole lot, but, like, life's too short, like, to have an agenda, just do stuff.
Getting shorter every day.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you want to weigh in on any of these topics, please feel free.
Not the cat litter bag thing, because now I'm embarrassed.
No, I thought that was fascinating. That was a little bit of fascinating information there.
I think they're, like, originally for camping. Like, I think that's what they're, like, made for.
Well, to each their own. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah, It's just one of those things. I've never heard it. Like, I didn't know. Like, so it was just interesting.
Well, I can't believe you're okay for people just going between cars. See, I don't want to be going between my car and another car. I don't want that. People need to just go. Go in another area.
I mean, as long as there's not, like, people around, like...
No, there will be people around. It's a parking lot. People go around that parking lot. They walk. They shop. They do things. See, next time you walk in there and you think it's been raining, now it could be something else in that parking lot. Oh, that's terrible. That's what a horrible thought. We got to move on to the next subject here. Now, yeah, country singer Jelly Roll. Matt loves this topic. Country singer Jelly Roll just won a bunch of CMT awards, being a country singer, and he hugged the presenter every time he won an award. And he says his tendency in life is to give people big hugs. So is it okay to give people aggressive hugs? What do you think, Mike?
Well, it depends on what the intent of that hug is, I think.
Well, I don't know what Jelly Roll's, and I think he was celebrating that he won
CMT. What's wrong with that?
I mean, I think it's wrong.
You think it's wrong?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think it's wrong?
Because I don't think you should be hugging people who aren't welcoming you to hug them. Like, if Jelly Roll was out there and I was presenting the award to Jelly Roll and I seen that he'd hugged, I would be nervous because I don't want to hug Jelly Roll.
He looks like he smells like a Jelly Roll.
See, now there's a whole nother thing.
Oh, I don't even know who Jelly Roll is, so.
Does a Jelly Roll smell bad?
Probably, because he looks like he smells bad. Like, he looks like...
What are you doing now? What did you lose?
My phone.
It's okay. Oh. Lord.
You're going to show a picture of Jelly Roll?
Yeah, I got to show him Jelly Roll.
He's just...
Okay. But anyway, you think Jelly Roll looks like he smells bad?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't like Jelly Roll.
In the excitement of something like that, if I were to win an award like that, I would probably... Possibly, at least shake hands. Maybe
shake
a hug.
I'll shake your hand, but I don't want to hug. I don't want to hug anybody.
No.
And there are like different people, with different issues. So, like some people might panic if they get a hug. Like you need to understand like the dynamic
of
them.
This is Jelly Roll.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are people you just don't want. Matt, but you're all for this.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing against hugs. I think that I.
And you said you'd want to be hugged by Jelly Roll.
I said that was not.
Yes, you did. We heard it.
Hold on.
Now don't cry. Don't try to change your story now.
So
I know how you do from Friday morning to Friday night. You have to change your tune.
So you had asked me if I would rather be hugged by Carrington or Jelly Roll. Those were my options.
No, that ain't where we started. No, I said, would you want to be hugged by Jelly Roll? And you said, oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that'd be fine, yeah.
I wouldn't want to be hugged by Jelly Roll.
I mean, I don't know.
Miranda would not want to be hugged by Jelly Roll.
If I was up on stage at the CMTs giving this man awards, I would understand why he is hugging me. I'm not going to be, that's fine. I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. I think an award ceremony is a time and a place for I feel like that's a fairly common thing to do is give the hugs.
No, where did that come from? Thank you for the award. Here's the award. I don't know you.
I mean, I think that you get excited.
No.
Yeah. People get excited in different ways.
Jelly Roll needs to calm down.
If you were to give me an award right now, I would give you a big hug.
And I see. That's why I wouldn't give you one.
Okay, hold on. Scott.
Yes.
Did you hug Mayor Searcher when he gave you the
Proclamation.
Is that what it is?
It is what it is. Okay. No, I did not.
I don't even think Scott knew what to do.
No, I didn't know what to do. I didn't understand that whole thing.
He was kind of just sitting there. He was like...
I knew there was something on the table. He had some paperwork over here.
Yeah, I was kind of upset when he came in and he had set it face up. And I was like, man, he should have...
But I couldn't really... I didn't want to, like, look over when he was reading his notes.
I mean, I assume you saw the Scott Spears, but, like, I mean, obviously you didn't read the whereas.
I didn't go through the whole page. And then I found out his name today for me, and no, I did not hug him. Well, I don't even think we shook hands.
You kissed him on the lips.
We had nothing. We had no anything. Matt was here. What happened? I said, thank you.
I mean, like I said, I think Scott didn't even know what was happening. He was like, oh, okay, well, you know.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and that was about it.
See, I am not a toucher.
I'm not either.
No, I don't want to touch people.
Some days I have to tell my kids, like, hey, I really need to not be touched right now.
But clearly, you've touched people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not many.
Well, a few. But it's okay. I mean, how do you get over that, I guess, is what I'm going with
like,
here.
Where I'm like, okay, I'm comfortable enough.
Yeah, because you've had some kids.
I think, so the first time Glenn ever touched me, it was my knee.
Your knee.
And I said, don't touch me.
Oh.
So
that's a good way to start a relationship.
Fantastic.
That was about 8 months into
8 months in
knowing each other. Yeah, and I still was like, "Hey, don't touch me." So.
But how do you? Okay. So how did we get from that to the kids?
Oh.
How many months did that?
He had to touch you at some point.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, when, like, how
those old phone commercials, reach out and touch somebody. That's all I keep thinking about.
I'm trying to think. I told him to call in. Like, this would be a great moment for Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, this is your chance. Tell us how you progressed here. We'd love to hear about this, Glenn. 740-383-9944. And if Tyler is still listening, we'd love to hear about the broken nuptials as well. Anything you got out there will be... This is the public... I feel like this is the public square of the air. That's all I'm saying. So we'd love to hear it.
It had to have been like close to a year of us knowing each other.
So at 8 months, he touched the leg, and there was a little pullback.
I think
pullback.
It started because we would have TV shows together. So I think it just like we just started sitting closer on the couch. Like it was like one piece of furniture, and then another piece of
furniture. How long did it take you to kiss? First base.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Now it's like a Cubs game.
Probably. 8 to 10 months.
8 to 10 months.
Yeah,
for the first kiss.
Well, after the whole knee thing, I was like,
you were repulsed.
I was like, oh, like he wants to make physical contact with me. What to do, Miranda? Where do we go from here?
And so,
your coping skills.
Oh, I understand. Okay. So Matt, how long before the first kiss with you?
He's like, it hasn't happened yet.
No. I couldn't tell you. But, I mean, it wasn't the whole 8 to 10 months that she was referring. I mean, like, I think my longest relationship is probably 6 to 8 months.
So how long did it take in?
I don't know. 3 to 4 months?
Okay. 3 or 4 months for a first kiss.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd say so.
Now, Mike, how long would you think? How long? How long in?
Oh, you missed the thing.
Are you still there? It's been so long ago, I can't tell you.
No, but I mean, what is proper for you?
Whoop. Well, okay.
Okay, what do you got, Mike? What do you got?
What is proper for me?
Proper for you, for a first kiss.
I think you have to get to know the person a little bit and, you know, give them some time to get used to you and you get used to them before you go touching their knee or give them a kiss. You know. I can't give you a time period because that's going to vary from couple to couple.
Yeah, but I think platonic relationships are good. Why can't more relationships be platonic?
Most of mine are.
Well, that's good. I think that's what they should be, don't you think? I mean, Matt, you've been in very few.
Well, I mean, I'm just not a real big fan of the relationships because people tend to want to be... like near you,
and people aren't lining up
all the time. I mean, it's not like I'm looking though.
But, right, but I mean, you know, it's not like you got a line there anyway. So I mean, what can you do?
Fair enough, I guess.
It just
I could try.
Well, you give it a shot.
I'll pass.
It'd be good. We could talk about it on the air.
That'd be good. Good content.
Oh, we're getting a call. This should be fascinating.
Oh,
let's see what we got going on here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good Lord, you're all a bunch of Puritans.
I know, we really are. We all came over on the Santa Maria.
My God. What do you hate, man, to kiss somebody? Oh, man.
Well, how long would you wait to kiss somebody? Go right ahead and weigh in.
I'd say a couple of days. If you ain't getting a kiss after a
dates
couple of days,
days,
time to move on.
Couple dates?
Yeah.
Oh, so if you're not getting a lip lock after two dates, it's over?
What?
If you don't get a lip lock after two dates, it's over?
Yes, I would think that the woman would be questioning your sexuality by that point.
Well, now Miranda says it takes eight months or something like that.
And yet she has, what, she had 25 kids?
Yeah.
25 kids.
Yeah.
Something happened there.
Immaculate conception must have happened
right
there.
Right.
Well, I have to, like, make up for all that time.
Yeah, make up for, and Matt, he's saying 3 or 4 months.
Probably.
Well, I guess Matt's just the consummate gentleman.
I guess so. And Mike, right, we don't really know, but it's a fair amount of time, I guess.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Do you feel like this show's on a normal track tonight?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Yeah, we're on the same. I think it's a good show tonight. How do you feel so far?
It's a great show. Keep it up.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
apparently, yeah, we don't know why our phone lines got so much static
as
in it.
As of recently, they've just been static.
Yeah, and Mike broke the microphone. It's a whole thing. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Apparently, you guys are puritanical.
Happens.
That is kind of prudish when you think about it. You would think that, you know, he's talking about two dates.
I think it's more just socially awkward.
I don't know. It's not. I mean, it's not really one of those things. I think you time. It just kind of.
Yeah, there's been quite a few times after one or two dates, somebody's tried to kiss me, and I'm like.
You hit him?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
That probably doesn't go very well, does it?
I don't know
it?
What else to do. Like,
well, I can.
Do you at least explain the whole thing to him afterwards?
Maybe you should explain it beforehand.
Well, it's usually like, why would you think I want to kiss? And then they
get on a date.
Then they start something over, and I'm like, now I feel bad, and this is why. That between that and all the true crime I do, dates just aren't a thing.
Dates aren't conducive.
Yeah. Is it because you're paranoid because of the true crime, or?
Yeah.
You think they're out to kill you?
Well, yeah.
But I don't think they are.
Well, nowadays it's like, well, why are you asking a pretty woman on a date if you're not trying to murder?
Like, maybe you like her.
All the true crime.
Is that the reasoning why you?
I research is pretty.
But no,
what?
So Matt, when you asked the girl on a date, what you really wanted was kill her.
Apparently.
I guess
apparently.
That's what's going on. Really, murder is the intent.
I guess you can't
like somebody? I guess that's what I'm confused about.
I don't know. Well, it's funny because, like, I struggle with, like, relationships in that way. Like, anything that's, like, not a platonic relationship I struggle with. But I am 100%, if my kids are not in the car, I love picking up hitchhikers.
Like, so hold on now. You gotta explain yourself to me now, because you won't go on a date with somebody because if they want to kiss you on the second date, obviously they want to murder you.
It takes 8 months for them to touch your leg, but you pick up hitchhikers.
Have you ever picked one up? Like,
no. All my life, I have been told to not pick up the hitchhikers because they might be dangerous.
Like, they always have really good stories. There was one time, like, a hitchhiker was like, "Hey, can I have $3 so I can get Wendy's?" I'm like, here, take all the money in my wallet, and I give him like freaking $20.
Do you let hitchhikers kiss you?
No.
Oh, okay. That's good.
They try.
That's good.
One time, this hitchhiker, he was just sweet as a button, and I pick him up, and he was like, "You are very tiny. Aren't you ever scared a hitchhiker is going to murder you?" And I always keep a knife.
That's a bad opening line.
If anybody ever asks if I'm scared somebody's going to kill me, I'm going to have to
That's
ask
the
you.
End of that
I'm
ride.
I'm going to have to ask you to get out of my car.
I always keep a knife and pepper spray, like, right in my door. And my knife is, like, one of those, like, you just push the button and it opens. And
aren't switchblades illegal?
I whip it out real fast, and I'm like, not if I murder you first. And I think that's where he was like, my staff is right up here.
That's what you wait a second. So you whipped out a switchblade on this guy?
This man with a knife.
And I also brought up that Jeffrey Dahmer's first victim was somebody that was hitchhiking. So Jeffrey Dahmer was the one that picked up a hitchhiker, and he murdered the hitchhiker. So I like had to follow up with that, and like this person was like, "I will walk in this heat and stay in this lady's car."
Did you continue to pick up hitchhikers after this incident?
Yeah.
So how often do you pick up hitchhikers?
Well, lately, since I've had my two boys, it seems like I always have a kid, so I can't.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
Probably the best.
But. In my days, I've probably, and it's like Marion, I've tried to pick up them in like North Carolina, but the people I was with was like, "No, don't pick up the hitchhiker."
Yeah,
I can see that. I can see why people around might say that.
I don't know. I'm going to say probably since I've gotten my driver's license to like 2 years ago, and I haven't picked anyone up in the past 2 years, I'd say probably about 30.
You know, I don't think you need that switchblade. Or what else do you have? Pepper spray?
Yeah.
No, I think you just show them the cat litter. I think, honest to goodness, they will get out of that car so fast you won't. Their head, you won't hear their head snap for that door as quick as you.
Probably.
Just show them the cat. Show them where you go to the restroom, and they will never get in that car again. Guaranteed.
Probably.
That's frightening a little bit. That because you should not pick up the hitchhikers.
Why not? Like, I've been a hitchhiker before.
Yeah, but you don't want to pick
know.
Up the hitchhikers.
I think being a hitchhiker is just as dangerous. I mean, I don't know. It's even like possibly more dangerous because like the people who are going to pick you up. Only they know their intent of picking you up. But I guess to be fair, as a hitchhiker, only you know your intent of getting in the car.
When I was a hitchhiker one time when I was like 14, they pulled a gun out on me. And I hopped out on Main Street, and I never hitchhiked after that.
Yeah, it's a pro strat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be hitchhiking either.
Yeah. So then I was like, I'm going to be the one to pick up.
So why were you hitchhiking?
Because I have my license.
Where were you going that you needed to hitchhike to get to?
Do you have any friends?
My friends were with me. We all jumped out of the car. It was three of us.
So nobody had a car?
We were all 14.
Do you have any friends? What?
Where were you going that you felt you needed to hitchhike to?
We were going to a party here
okay.
in Marion.
There you go.
Yeah.
Man, if this was also...
Like,
Mike, have you ever hitchhiked?
No, but I will tell you a story.
Please do.
I was probably 13 or 14 before I had my license, and I would ride my bike into Mount Gilead, and there's a big hill on 42. Well, I couldn't pedal up that hill, so I was pushing my bike, and this old man stopped and asked if I needed to ride. And he was not going to take no for an answer.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this story.
No, I didn't either when I think back on it.
You started heading down that hill.
Yeah, I did. I didn't get in. I'll just say that. But
good thinking.
Thinking back on it, I think I know why he wanted me to get in those cars.
Oh, that's a horrible story. Thank God you didn't get in the car.
Yeah. Well,
he probably had a gun ready for you, too.
I don't know if it was that, but okay. We can say that.
So, yes. next topic.
Well, no, I want to go back to a topic that we talked about earlier, because we were talking about it before we went on the air, and I said that when you take a picture, you should be self-aware, and if you get a big old thing of chew in your mouth, I think this is disgusting, and I think that's terrible, and I honestly think that if you do that, you are putting disgrace upon your family, and you're putting disgrace upon yourself, and you should leave the country.
I think that you have to know the person before you judge them for the picture with the chew, okay?
Listen, I've already judged them. It's too late.
There are way too many people in the world who use the, you know,
if you can't
dip.
Spit that out before you take a picture, there's a problem.
I think
you have a character flaw.
There are way too many people in the world who do the dip for you to be judging people for taking pictures.
Let them dip all day long, but you don't do it when the picture's on you.
I don't think you should be. I think you should know the man first before you go judging.
I don't have to know the man
or woman.
Listen, I'm telling you, that is a disgusting look in a picture.
Okay, so how do you feel about girls with low-cut shirts and their boobies hanging out?
Well, I mean, that's what... I can't be judging people for
their stuff. You can judge the dip.
Because that's a disgusting habit. This is part of the girls,
you know...
What about
cigarettes?
I wouldn't like that either.
Cigarettes are gross. I will say you made me feel... hell of a lot better when I was being judgmental towards Jelly Roll, saying he looks like he smells like
there
a Jelly
you go.
Roll. So I do feel a little bit better about that.
You think this was a good idea on Easter when somebody's... I mean, this is a stage
picture. I have a question. What do you think about Post Malone?
Do you know I was talking here?
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm talking. No, you cannot do that. You cannot interrupt.
But I feel like this
you
is
have
relevant
to, just
now.
Please, we're not going... Just now the phone's ringing. Now we got somebody else. Gee whiz. Go ahead, caller.
I like Miranda.
What'd she say?
The girls with the boobies hanging out.
Oh, here we go. And you want to... Have you had a few drinks, a few cocktails before the show? A few early show cocktails?
Oh, no, no, Scott. No, no, not at all. No, have you ever tried smokeless tobacco, Scott?
No, I've never tried any kind of tobacco.
You should do that. You should, on air, you guys all try dip...
I tried it before and I threw up.
You did?
Yeah, it was so nasty. I went to Ridgedale, so that's like what? That's what all the kids did.
They dip?
I think that'd be hilarious. That would be good radio.
You think this is
I want to listen to Scott with a big old chaw in his mouth you know.
So you think this
about.
Is a good look for people? You think that people should be doing this in their Easter pictures?
When I went to Tri Rivers, there was this kid who I was in the back of either English or math class with. I can't remember. It was my junior year. And the teacher had left the room for something, and he just whipped out a can of, you know, the dip and just started packing it. And he put some in his lip, and I was like, what are you doing, kid?
Yeah.
Have you partook of that, Matt?
I don't remember it, but it might.
And he blacked out?
No. But if you ask my parents, they'll tell you that when I was super little, I took a can. My dad used to dip back in the day, so they'll tell you that I took a can of my dad's dip and went behind the couch and started like eating it.
Oh, Lord.
That sounds good.
I was a small child. I honestly couldn't tell you whether or not they're lying to me.
Now, see, Scott just needs to connect with his Caledonia roots and go to the gas station and buy a big old can of Copenhagen.
See, you know what? I think this picture came from Caledonia, matter of fact. This guy with the big thing in his mouth looked ridiculous. You think that's... Now, let me tell you. You think that's not ridiculous in an Easter picture? Now, come on.
So it was like a formal Easter picture?
I don't know how formal it was, but it's somebody taking it. He knew that the picture was being taken. He's with his little girl there, and somebody's taking the picture. At least spit that junk out for the picture.
Yeah, if it's like a more formal photo, then yes, I would agree with you. But if it's like an informal, like, photo, I don't know.
Listen, if you've got it in during a picture, what must you be like in real life?
You're a cool guy.
No, it's a this guy clearly is a loser. Now, I hate to say that about this poor gentleman, but clearly he's got problems. He's got character issues.
What do you know about this guy other than
I know
than
nothing.
The,
I don't even know his
like
name.
He knows
I don't even know the man. I don't even know the guy's name, to be honest with you, but I know that there's some character flaws in this gentleman's life.
I just
now, is it just tobacco, like chewing tobacco? So if
I don't,
anything else?
You know what?
Mouth?
Truth is, he might just have a growth in his mouth for all I know.
That's so mean.
No, he might. I mean, if you guys have me believing, maybe it's not chewing tobacco. Maybe he's just got an ulcer or a tumor or something. I don't know.
This guy's listening.
You could be poking fun and criticizing somebody with a serious medical.
Oh, heavens. No, I'm not poking fun at this gentleman. I just think he should not have been in pictures.
You know, not poking fun, just saying that he's a disgrace to his entire family line and should leave the country.
No,
see, you guys got to listen closely. I said the girl who put him in the picture, she's a disgrace to her family, and she should take her family and leave the country because now she's disgraced the whole bunch.
Damn, Scott, I'm going to delete you off Facebook.
No, that's horrible. I mean, I'm sorry. This is what I believe. I think you've got to have higher standards than all of a sudden I've got my nose up in the air or something. Excuse me.
Okay.
Just throw them in the Olin Tangy, Scott. Throw them in the Olin Tangy.
Well, they can go jump in the Olin Tangy. Save me a lot of trouble on this particular one.
I'm unhinged on Instagram. So
what do you do on Instagram?
I just share a lot of like things I wouldn't want my coworkers to see.
See, this Friday night show just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it, caller?
I don't.
A lot that's of right. stuff about Kanye West, so I don't want you.
Well, hey, if anything else hits you, call
Scott.
Yes.
No. I have a great idea.
Well, go break in because nobody else is waiting for anybody. This sounds like goulash tonight on the air. Go ahead.
All right. So you go to Philadelphia again. You get a new stock photo, professional photo. You with the bow tie and a big old chaw on your lip.
I think. Well, apparently that's how you take the pictures. I guess that's. And I don't know about the whole thing with the girl's chest popping out. I don't. Whatever.
Hey, we could put that in there, too. That would certainly get a lot of attention.
I think this girl probably should have done that in the picture. She'd fit in with the guy.
That's right.
There you go. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All I can say about the boob thing is...
No, I'm asking a
Thanks for the memories.
No, but hold on. Should you be taking a picture like this? No, you said, right, Mike?
I don't let my boobs hang out.
No, come on. about to chew, the big growth in the mouth. You said no, right?
I think in a picture like that, it's best if they don't.
Thank you. Matt, you nuts. You don't apparently have any class.
I mean, okay, so let me rephrase here. I think that it is not professional or, I guess, proper to take a picture with the chaw on your lip. Okay.
Thank you.
But I don't think...
There's no but. Moving on. We don't have time for a but. So, Miranda, what do you think?
I think it's just a disgrace to take a family picture with a man in it to begin with.
How do we get there?
Why?
Swoosh.
Why have that thing ruin your picture of you and your children?
There's no men in your family? What about like a brother? You have a brother?
Okay, but my brother is pure and beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, but you see, but what if he was in a picture with this girl and this girl was like, you know, it's a disgrace to have
it's a disgrace to have a man in a picture.
Oh, I don't know. I would give him suggestions of how to take a family picture. You gotta do the blood sign.
No, no, see that whole thing. No. What is it you do on Instagram that what would be? I don't judge anybody on the Facebook. I don't even comment on their stuff. I just when it comes up in my brain that I saw this thing, I just think that's bad.
Oh, so like I said, I do share a lot of stuff about Kanye because I think he's hilarious.
Well, that's okay. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
There was an interview recently. There was an interview with it was like. What's it called? Spliced Up. So it was Kanye West and Elon Musk. So it looked like they were like interviewing each other. And I was like, this would be me and Tyler because Kanye is very unhinged and Elon Musk was just trying to like chat. So I share that type of stuff. My captions are usually off the walls.
Well, see, but that's okay. I like offbeat stuff. I'm just saying that this person clearly doesn't. There's something wrong. There's a character flaw. That's what I'm telling him. I have some kind of character flaw.
I never share pictures of my children on Instagram because of, like, I don't want them.
Have you ever sent an inappropriate picture?
Or
put it out there?
Put it on.
Yeah.
No, I've never, but when I had my youngest son, Glenn was, like, excited and was, like, showing all these pictures, like, during, like, the birth. To his family, like, not, like, him coming out, but, like, him laying on my chest, like, mother-baby type stuff, and, you know, it's a very, like, intimate moment, and then Glenn's mom was like, you know Miranda's boobs are out, right? He was not paying attention to that, and so his whole family
saw your, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I was really embarrassed.
I can see why that would happen. You see what happened there, Matt? You understand what happened in that particular situation?
Thankfully, it didn't it to Facebook or anything like that.
Yeah,
it was just in, like, a family group chat.
See, this is why you should not take bad pictures, because they will come back to haunt you. This is a good public service announcement for everybody tonight.
I shoot pictures in... See, my cousin wants me to shoot pictures at her wedding, and I told her that I shoot pictures in thirds and nothing else.
There you go.
Because, like, everything we shoot here is in thirds. So, like, I can shoot thirds.
Thirds are it.
But any other angle you want me to shoot, I ain't got you.
Well, guess what? We've got Miranda, Mike, and Matt here tonight, the three M's, and myself. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the second half of this show. And I don't know how we're going to top that first half, but we're going to try. We've got a whole another hour coming. Don't you dare go anywhere. Go get the cheese dip. We'll be back.
Why, they're so wonderful to play for actors.
What?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being